He said, when you take communion, do this in remembrance of me. We got to remember the virgin birth, the suffering, and the death and resurrection of Jesus every day. Because that's where our victory comes from. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody, if you can, quietly pray in the Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. You have redeemed me from sin, sickness, disease, the devil, principalities and powers, the works of the flesh. I am free. I am free. I am free. Ha, 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 devil! Ha, 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 devil! You heard that last Sunday if you was over there in a different way, but I've been doing this for years, and everybody's been looking at me like I'm out to lunch. Well, it doesn't matter. God laughed at the devil. We ought to be laughing at the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I get my glasses on. It's these things here, see? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These hands are instruments for God to do signs and wonders. And that's what God wants to bring to our attention tonight about the power that goes through our hands if we believe it. Amen? And so everybody here has a pair of hands. Everybody here is saved. Everybody here is the temple of the Holy Spirit, part of the body of Christ. Everybody here is the bride of Christ. And I think we're looking for things for God to do signs and wonders, and we don't realize that he'll flow through our hands. And we're going to read scripture tonight about that and hear what God's got to say about it. The hand of the Lord is used in both testaments, Old and New Testament, to express the power of God. Say, my hands will express the power of God. See, a lot of us lay hands. I had hands laid on me 30-something odd years ago. I don't know, 35 years ago from Mark Hankins. And when that was the first time he preached. And I had not a body experience. And then, I don't know, 20 years later, we met him in Kansas, or a state of Kansas. And he laid hands on me, and he prayed for me, and he said, spiritual strength. From that moment on, I got spiritual strength, okay? Sunday night, I had something happen where when he came to me, I from this point where I was standing up to this point where I went in the chair, I didn't see no people, I didn't see no hands. I went to the supernatural. And God wants me to pass on to you. When you get hands laid on you, you feel peace, or you go out in the spirit, or you need to seek God to find out why he touched you. That's a fresh anointing. And so if you just receive it as, whew, that was peace. Didn't that feel good? That was nice. And you don't pursue God, you'll never go to the next level. So when God touches you, he don't touch you just for the peace, just to go out in the spirit, but you're getting another anointing, you're going to another level. And so sometimes it manifests as you get that light and that revelation why he touched you, and it comes through the hands of men and women of God. And so when he touches you like that, if it happens here and you leave here, you need to seek God to ask him, why did you touch me that way? What can I learn from it? And where am I going with this fresh anointing? Amen? Because every time God touches you and his power flows through my hands, and I'm not going to speak for everybody's hands because I don't co-sign for people. You'll have to figure that out yourself. And so, listen to me, saints. You need to go home. See, I go home and I say, God, why did you do that? Well, he done it because he loves us and so on and so forth. But what else? What level am I going to? What do you want to show me? Well, he wanted to show me, number one, that that was a fresh anointing. And so I have gone to another level. So immediately, I started getting light and revelation, more light and revelation of the power of God and of the enemy and so on and so forth. And so it wasn't because of Mark. You don't look at anybody's hands, but you know that he uses hands to deposit power into your life. And I'll show you some scriptures here as we go down through here, and it should encourage you. So your hands are as important as my hands. I've been laying hands on people for 35 years, whatever it is. Every service, every time I preach, what's in a home Bible study, I lay hands on people. I lay hands on people out in the mall, and I lay hands on people wherever I get a chance to, because I know they're instruments of God to do signs and wonders. Amen? And so your hands are the same way. And so you don't want to try to force anything. It's the anointing that does the work, the Holy Spirit through you. He'll flow through you, and he'll deposit in the people what they need. The thing about it is, every time he touches you, unless it's for a healing and your physical body is released, there's no more sickness in your body. But if he just touches you, you come up for prayer, you ain't sick or nothing, and he touches you, he just gave you a fresh anointing. Okay? When you look at the cross, he bled seven places in his body. When you look at the book of Revelations, there's seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit to get to a place where you do the same thing that Jesus does. When he said in John 14, you can do the same and even greater. I believe there's seven levels we can go to. It's entirely up to it. Maybe you people are in 4 and 5 and don't even know it. You know why? You've been touched. You've been having a fresh anointing, but you never asked God or asked the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher of all things in us. Yeah, the anointing we have, the anointing is the Holy Spirit, and he teaches you all things. He wants to teach you why you was touched. He wants to encourage you to go to that next level and so on and so forth. And so God wants you to know tonight that your hands are very important to God. Your eyes are, your whole body is. But there is a contact by touching somebody that releases the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He releases that through your hands. Amen? Can you get a hold of that? Hallelujah. So your hands become signs and wonders for God. That's what he did with the apostles. We'll look at the book of Acts and we'll see that. Amen? He done many signs and wonders through the hands of the apostles. The Bible says in Ephesians we had to build on the apostles, the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. So the apostles wrote the New Testament, prophets wrote the Old Testament, and God wants you and us to pay attention to the apostles, because he wants to do the same thing through the body, sons and daughters, kings and priests, the body of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. So it's entirely up to how you believe and what you have built God into you. If you built a lot of fleshly stuff into you, you see, the Holy Spirit is going to have to fight through all that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn the Bible, if you would, Steve, please, to 2 Corinthians 2:11. Hallelujah. That's okay. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What did I say? 2:11? Yeah. Hallelujah. We'll get there. Oh, he's got it up there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I think sometimes we are ignorant of his devices. One of the things he uses is doubt. You see, his intentions to us is to kill, rob, and destroy. Amen? And so he's after us all the time. Ha, ha, ha. I'm not going to disturb that. Just let it go. I don't care. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll preach around it, over or on top of one or the other. however it comes out. The Bible says, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You know why you're not ignorant of his devices? You got the Word of God and you got the Holy Spirit in you. And so he comes and he tries to get us in doubt. How does he do that? If any of you people have ever prayed for people, a lot of people, and some have got healed, but most of the time they haven't got healed, all of a sudden he starts building into you a doubt and you start backing off from teaching what the Word of God says about healing. So he's after us. He wants us in doubt. He don't want us to receive the blessings from Jesus. He don't want us to receive the blessings that belong to us as sons and daughters. Amen? And so that's the first thing you're going to have to understand. He don't want you to believe that your hands will be used by God. He don't want you to believe that signs and wonders will flow through your hands. He wants you to turn around three times, say 100 scriptures and so on and so forth. But listen, your hands belong to God. We are blood bought. Amen? We are God's property. So one of the devices is, you see, he wants to get you to believe that your hands ain't as good as the other guy's hands over here, like Mark Hankins or something like that. You've all seen him, or not most all of you have seen him. But listen to me, saints. Your hands are as important as anybody's hands. Why? You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're sons and daughters. Now, maybe you haven't matured into a place where you're doing an awful lot of laying of hands where the power of God, the Holy Spirit, is released through your hands. But nevertheless, they are the hands of God. And that's what he tries to do. You see, he tries to discourage us, to get us in doubt, to say, no, your hands ain't like Ellery's hands. But they are. But you have to build the Holy Spirit into you by praying in tongues, speaking the Word of God, renewing your mind, and he'll release the power through your hands into people's lives. So the devil has all kinds of devices. Satan's intention is to get you in doubt, to rob you from the promises of God by trying to get you to say, well, or believe like, well, my mom and dad done this, and I done this, and so on and so forth. Do you know after you're born again and you sin, and all of us do, we always go before God with all kinds of repenting and so on and so forth. You already have forgiveness. You just have to say, thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Amen? The intentions of Satan were to try to get you into a prayer closet somewhere, and you just can't receive the forgiveness of God. You keep after it, and you keep after it, and you keep after it. But when you know about the finished work of Jesus Christ, you know that the Spirit of God is in you, you know the finished work on the cross, that he's already forgiven you. So forgiveness is there. All you got to do is say, I thank you for forgiving me for being stupid or whatever you've done or whatever I did. Amen? Ha, 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 devil. See, anytime light and revelation comes, ha, 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 devil, I'm going back to that. I used to do that. Well, if you can't get an emotional laugh, then just by faith go, ha, 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 devil. See, you can get an emotional through the Spirit of God, but if it just won't come and you don't feel like laughing, this is faith. Ha, 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 devil. That's faith. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's look at some scriptures. The first place we're going to go is Mark 11. Mark. Say Mark. Say Mark. Say ha, 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 devil. See, you're starting to talk like New England now. Praise God. 11:23. Before we go to the hands and the power of the hands and so on and so forth. 23, Mark 11, 23. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, and that's the intentions of Satan to get you to doubt. In other words, if I can get so-and-so to pray about that mountain, about that sickness, about that financial problem, and we are to confess and pray for one another, so you can't forget the gifts of the Spirit and so on and so forth. But it's important. Let's let this come down to the individual, each individual here. If we speak to that mountain, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. So over the weeks and months that you've been a Christian, the enemy's intentions towards you would be to steal and try to get you to work and work and work and trying to get you to believe, well, this just doesn't work. I've spoken to mountains. I've spoken to sickness. I've spoken to diseases, and it just don't work. Well, he's got you into doubt. That's his intentions towards you, is to rob, steal, and destroy. And his intentions is to get you into doubt. So this is what we do. If we've been in ministry, around ministry, any length of time, and we've seen many people die of cancer, we start staying away from these kind of scriptures, speaking to the mountain, laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover, and all those things. You know why? We're already slipped into doubt and don't know it, but we feel like it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, but it does work. So it isn't God's problem, it's us. We get into doubt because we're in this battle. In the flesh would rather have us in the, what the flesh understands rather in this than in the being in the supernatural realm. And so the devil has come. His intentions is to get us into doubt. That's what we're up. And Paul said, you should know that. You should know he's after to get you into doubt or to rob you from the promises of God, the love of God, the healing power of Jesus. And he gets you thinking, well, I've just got to see something. If I don't see something, I ain't going to believe. Listen to me, saints. This is the word of God. It doesn't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you and I must not change. We must be the same sons and daughters. We must be the same body of Christ, the bride of Christ. We must not change from that. If he hasn't changed, that means the Spirit of God in us doesn't want us to change. So the devil's after us to get us into doubt. The Holy Spirit is trying to get us to speak to the mountain and not doubt. Believe in your heart, whatever situation you're speaking to. But I guarantee you, as long as I've been in ministry, after a while, you send a lot of people home with cancer, you start to wonder. If you don't build your most holy faith up, if you don't pray in tongues, if you don't continue to renew your mind, you see, if you don't call upon the anointing to help you every day, 7 days a week, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to be in the flesh. I don't want to deny the power of Jesus. I don't want to be in doubt. And you can only stay out of doubt by letting the anointing teach you. Because he'll bring you scriptures. He'll bring you the name of Jesus. He'll bring you the blood. And you'll start speaking that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in John 10, we all know he's come to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And so he tries to destroy your belief. Your belief in Jesus. Your belief that you are a priest, a king, that we are the bride of Christ, that we're blood bought, that every sin is washed in the blood. He tries to steal that from us. And if you listen to somebody, you'll see they've changed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the Christian changes. Why? Because sometimes we get in the flesh. Sometimes someone close to us dies. And you begin to wonder. You see, is this for real? Well, that's you thinking. That's the enemy stealing from you. He don't want you to believe, you see. He tries to destroy your ministry, destroy your walk in the supernatural. He tries to get you out of it. So this is real, saints. This whole spiritual battle is real. And the flesh always seems to want to agree with the devil, although it doesn't say that, because sometimes we slip out of the renewed mind, we slip back into the flesh. It's very important, saints, that you hear these words. It's very important if you want to go into the supernatural. Everybody here that I know, else the Holy Spirit would have showed me, everybody here has experienced the supernatural in some way. Right? But see, God wants you to experience on an ongoing thing. Not just, well, last Sunday. And then all we can say, well, boy, back in 1982. If you're saying that, you need to have somebody lay hands on you to impart impartation into you to get you out of that rut, to get you freed from the intentions or the stealing or the destroying of the devil in your life. You'll be surprised, saints, how quick it comes on you. I'm just trying to tell you something. This isn't putting you down. This is bringing you light and revelation. There's people here who are struggling in areas about receiving. Speak of the mountains. You don't have a good view of yourself. Hallelujah. These things right here are very important to God. Years ago, Novel Hayes used to speak about the power that runs through the hands of a believer. And a lot of people laughed him right out of places. He didn't care. And he still talks like that. He still stands up there, I guess Novel's 90 years old now or something, 89 or something. And he still talks about laying on hands. I used to get his tapes and lay in my bedroom for hours and listen to him. But I wanted to find out the key, how he hung on to it. Because there's a real battle. You see, there's real work to be done, saints. When you flow in the supernatural here, I do. I go home and every Saturday, man, I have a Holy Ghost hangover. I have trouble getting to the bathroom sometimes. Ha, 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 devil. Right? Jose? Ha, 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 devil. Hallelujah. Let's go through some scriptures. Turn, if you would, to Acts, Steve. Acts 3. Curtain 2. Say, Jesus is my exit. See, we need to exit from doubt. We need to exit from doubting God and so on. So we need to exit from that. So the more you're in Christ, the more you've exit from the devil and from the flesh and from doubt and all kinds of things. He's your exit. It's just like you see around here. There's an exit there. If you wanted to get out of this room, you'd go out that door. Well, if you want to get out of any mess, you got to enter deeply into Christ. You are in Christ. Now you got to get the promises flowing in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts 3, 6 and 7. We'll start a little slowly here. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have." You know, when Jesus sent them out, he said, "Don't take no gold, don't take no silver with you." God wants to teach us how to walk by faith. That's not wrong to have silver and gold. Now, don't get everybody looking at me like, am I a sinner because I got gold? Well, if you're convicted, put in the box over here. Hallelujah. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him up by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. The hands were involved here, saints. Immediately he took him by the hands where the power of God flows, and he stood him up. And the power flowed through his hands. Amen? Anytime you feel like breaking out and laugh, do it. See, I'm trying to get over on the other side. So if his laughter is going to take us over there, let's go. Ha, 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 devil. Say, you ain't stealing anything from me no more. Amen? Go to 5:12, Acts. Ha, 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 devil. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Now listen, saints, through the hands of the apostles, we've got to get back to the old way of teaching. That's the way I was taught years ago, that my hands were important to God. And God would do signs and wonders through these hands. because I'm building on the apostles, the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. The apostles were the writers of the New Testament, you see, and we should listen to what they're saying through the hands of the apostles. The Bible calls us kings and priests, sons and daughters, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. He's the head. And so we should look at ourselves that way. Through these hands, signs and wonders will be done. And the devil's intentions is to try to get you to believe it ain't ever going to work. That's you. Shut up, devil. Ha, 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 devil. My hands are important to God. Amen? If they, through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done. I'm telling you, God is just waiting for us to step out into a place where he'll take your hands and flow signs and wonders through them. See, we're looking for a cloud. We're looking, and that's, you know, we can see a cloud. We're looking for an angel. We're looking for a spiritual awakening. And God says, just start laying hands on people. Now, I don't encourage that everybody do it in here. Why? Sometimes we get a lot of wackos. This ministry draws a lot of wackos. This ministry draws piano players. So you have to kind of, you know. So I just don't say, everybody who's led, start slapping people's your hands on people. I don't do that. You know why? You got to be mentored, saints. You got to be trained. You got to be schooled by the Holy Spirit. See, all of a sudden we get an urge. You ever notice when spring comes, men go down to where they sell tools? Oh, I ain't got that one. I'll just buy it and put it on a bench, and he'll talk to the other one I got last year. Well, it's like Christians. They get this little spirit. I think God's called me to heal. No schooling, no mentoring, no work. Then you see them 2 months later, and they're all beat up. Their clothes are all tatted. You can see them in the spirit realm, how the devil climbed all over them. It's just like, you know, well, I won't say that one. It's all right. Praise God. 13, Acts 2 and 3. Acts 13, 2 and 3. Now, you got to be able to interpret my language here. Right? I just rattle on. Sometimes I jump tracks and everything. The best way to do it is just flow with the Spirit wherever I'm going. Just say, well, whatever. Praise God. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. See, hands are very important to God. It's very important to anoint people and to go into the ministry, you see, and wherever you are spiritually, you can impart that to somebody. They may go beyond you, but you can impart that into people. God says your hands are very important to him. If you're home alone and ain't nobody around, lay hands on your head, man, if you got a headache. Amen? Hallelujah. So your hands are very, say, my hands are important. My hands are anointed. Hands are anointed. Ha, 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 devil. Praise you, Jesus. 19:6. See, we're sticking in one book so you won't get confused. Ain't that good? The only trouble is no pitches. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. See, he put his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost just flooded them, came through them. And they started speaking in tongues and prophesying. Just through the hands. He says, I'm a God who I'll do signs and wonders through the hands. Many signs and wonders were due through the hands of the apostles. Amen? See, when we lay hands on people, if there's a need for them to speak in tongues, or if there's a need for them to prophesy, if we'll just let the Holy Spirit flow into us, believe that these are the hands of God, and God has anointed these hands, and these are the instrument God uses to make contact of people's heads. You notice that people lay hands on people's heads, you know why? To put the brain in neutral. You can be praying for somebody and they can be saying, that's not me. I don't want that. I don't want them nails. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? So, when Paul had laid hands on them, okay, he's an apostle. Amen? See, I've had hands laid on, I'm telling you, saints, Sunday night, I had a supernatural experience. My wife experienced the same thing. You know why? Does anybody have any idea why? Huh? That's right. That's right. We're one. Praise God. Okay, I won't say that loud. See, God's teaching me to be a good boy. Uh-oh. Okay, turn to Acts 28:8. See, we're almost running out of the book here. 28:8. Are you there? I'm not. And it happened that the father of the was sick of a fever and dysentery, and Paul went to him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. Never mind how I pronounce words. It doesn't make no difference. You understand what I'm saying? That it's all matters. You know, Smith Wigglesworth had no education, and he'd say things, and everybody would write to him. You said that wrong, Smith. He said, did you understand? Yes, well, that's all that matters. You got it up there? Well, see, there you go. You can even read it, too. I think I said Pueblo. It's okay. He lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went to him, prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. You see, Scripture is trying to teach us that we have, these can be instruments for God. So you don't want to go around slapping people and punching people. See? You want to be laying hands on people, let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Why does it say build on the apostles and prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone? Because they learned from Jesus, and they went out laying hands and doing these things, and many signs and wonders were done through the hands of the apostles. See, we're missing out on a lot of things. We're missing out on a lot of supernatural stuff. We're waiting for for God to do signs and wonders, and you can see signs and wonders if you just start laying hands on people. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Turn to Mark 6. Say Mark. Uh-huh. 6, verse 7. No, I think. No. 6, 2. I told you to stay close to me. This is talking about Jesus. He said, and such mighty works were performed at the end of 2 by his hands. You see, mighty works were performed by the hands of Jesus. That's just a small glimpse into what Scripture says about our hands. Amen? You'd be surprised. You know, years ago, I used to lay hands on houses and everything. You know why God didn't give them to me? I was looking for things for myself. See, I wasn't looking to set the captives free. I wasn't looking to heal somebody. I want that Cadillac in the name of Jesus. Come to my house. I had a guy, there was a pastor in town who had a church for sale. Now, this is many years ago. So I went over to that guy's church, and I walked in his office. I said, I'm going to buy this. Praise God, Mayo. It's nice to see you. You going to buy it? Really? Praise God. Wrote up all the papers. We agreed to everything. I shook hands and walked out. And there was a little house by the church that we actually went by. I got Quint over there, and we painted the outside of the church and fixed the fence. There was a little fence around it and everything else, and the stove inside was leaking gas. We fixed it all, and the people were standing out on the porch of the church, or in this porch over here by the church, and watching us, saying, well, they must really bought that. They went out and painted it and fixed the fence and everything else. I felt like saying, you should have fixed it. I mean, it needed a paint job. So the day of closing, guess what? I didn't have no money. So I called the pastor. I thought he'd love on me. Oh, he said some nice words to me. I said, I ain't coming to the closing. What's the matter, Mayo? I ain't got no money. Oh. If I recorded that thing, that little conversation, you'd have heard something. But you see, it wasn't faith, saints. All of that has to be built into you. That's why, and now the devil's intention with me is, do you remember you bought that wanted to buy that church? It didn't work? Well, see, God's got to prepare you for things. He's got to teach you. You've got to go to the Holy Ghost school. And it may take, I mean, there's many, many people in the Bible that waited 10 years, 20 years. The apostles at least spent at least 3 years with Jesus, really walking with him and seeing him raise the dead and do all kinds of things and everything else. Then Jesus imparted power into them. So I was laying hands on cars and everything else. I was even going out in my garage, man, and speaking to the car in the garage. It ain't here yet, Jesus. I'd even open the door, expected to come down the street and go up in my garage. Someone said to me, speak your pocketbook. I spoke to my checkbook every day, and the more I spoke, the worse it got. The intentions of the devil was to try to tell me, see, it don't work. But I kept pushing in. I kept persevering. I kept pressing in. And then I started saying, you know, Lord, I think I'm trying to get you to become my Santa Claus. I think in heaven he probably said, phew, he finally caught on. And then I went to the school of the Holy Spirit. Then when I was doing things for Jesus because the ministry needed it, God gave me things. So, but all that time, I was laying hands on people. We had Bible studies in homes, in two or three homes every week in Colorado Springs, and I always laid hands on people. And we were in some pretty tough homes. I was in one home where there was more cat mess than there was people. I stood right there and preached the gospel, man, preached Jesus to the people and everything else. Ladies with their feet and their babies with their breasts out. And I'm saying, God, what is this? I I got a building down here, man. I put a big sign out, Amazing Grace. Tomb. That was the name of the church. In the wintertime, the pipes would freeze, and the people would get up while I'm preaching and go to the motel up in the hill to go to the bathroom. When they got back, it was all over. Because you know how people are. Come up, go with me. We always need three or four people to go with us. I only had seven or eight of them there, and four left. That's a true story. So finally, I closed the church. Because the lady who owned the motel wouldn't come with get the pipes unthawed for 2 months. Toilets didn't work. Everybody comes to church, for some reason, has to go to the bathroom. I closed the church, and immediately someone called me to go minister. And immediately I was called to Uvalde, Texas, to hold a revival. See, God said, I got a call in your life. You just ain't learned yet. I was getting ready to go down to Uvalde, Texas, and I tore my rotator cuff on my shoulder, and I had to walk in that church like this. With the hand hold on to my belt, my shoulder hurt. And the minute I started praying for people, God healed me. I started laying hands on people, and the power of God went into my shoulder, went into them, and they were going out everywhere. I thought I'd arrived. But God's message to us tonight, saints, is your hands are important. They really are. God will do signs and wonders through your hands. If you'll take the time and go to the school of the Holy Spirit, if you let Him teach you and let Him calm you down and let Him teach you, it's all about Jesus. It isn't about you. It isn't about Him being a Santa Claus. It isn't about the house, the car, the gold, the silver. It's about Jesus. If you seek the kingdom, He'll add those things to you. He has to me and my wife. You see, I had to learn that. But maybe in school, these guys, some of you people are going to the school up here, maybe they're teaching you that. I don't know. But it doesn't happen overnight. I don't care what they say. It don't happen overnight. Amen? So God wants to encourage you. Your hands are instruments for God to do signs and wonders. And the intentions of the devil is trying to convince you because sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I'll have pains in my body and I'll call them out. And the following morning when I get out of bed, they're all gone. Sometimes I take them home with me. There's somebody here who's got trouble with muscles in your back. Over here in your back. Up in here, sometimes someone's got some problems with muscles in your back. And Mark 11:23 says, if you don't doubt, there can be a power flow into you tonight. But then you got to know, why did you touch me that light way, Lord? Why did I go out in the Spirit? See, just don't receive. That is a blessing, but don't receive it and have a stop sign right there. Go home and ask God. Am I going to a new level? And then the Holy Spirit may take you in the Bible, you see, and you may flip over a couple of places. All of a sudden, something will look good to you, and you'll start reading it. All of a sudden, it'll be an attachment to your anointing. It'll be an attachment to your anointing. In other words, you've been working over here. Now what you're reading over here is more light in revelation, and that's where you're going. That's what God's going to take. That's what you're going to do. Until the next anointing comes. You've heard me say, you need to get an oil change. Amen? Hallelujah. Because it's the anointing, it's the Spirit of God that does the work. When you learn that. So all of us here have stumbled. All of us here have acted kind of foolish in front of people at times and so on and so forth. But that's how you learn. Really. I prefer you do it someplace else, but... because I've already learned. Amen? I don't want to see the old Elroy here. But if you'd like to sit under me, and I mentor you, I'm telling you, when you're done, 60 days, 6 months, you'll walk out of here with the power of God, believing in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there ain't no point in learning this and still sitting here. Amen? You agree with that? Say, Jesus, increase my endurance. You know why God's saying that? Because many of us quit. We start down this road, we don't finish it, we have no endurance, and all of a sudden we're going down this road. Oh, this one sounds good. Now we're over here, and all of a sudden we get in a battle, and it's intentions of Satan to stop you, and now we stop on that one, now we're going over here, and when he can get you to do that, see, he got me to quit one time when I closed that church down because the pipes were freezing. Do you know I battled that for 6 years? Everything I did, that ain't going to work. Don't go to... He told me 15,000 times, don't go to Uvalde. And me and my wife, listen now, we were in between homes. We were living in a motel. And they called me from Uvalde and said, will the little wife be coming? I said, well, if the little wife don't go, I don't go either. We were living up in a hotel in Manitou, and it was an off-season rate. Listen now. And I told the woman, the lady who owned it, I said, I'm going to fill this place up for you. No, this is off-season. You can't. They won't come. I started sitting in that room up there for hours praying in tongues, and every night the place filled up. And she would be down there, keep praying, Pastor! Hallelujah. Do you believe tonight? Mark 11:23. Put it up there, Steve, please. Oh. What have you been doing? Climbing in my brain or something or what? That's good. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. See, these are all words I can pronounce. So you notice how I'm flowing? When I got the Publius, or whatever his name was, I kind of stumbled. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says, everybody stand up and give a lot of clap offering right now. Quickly. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. All right. See, if he, whatever he says will be done. If you say your hands are instruments to do signs and wonders and believe it and don't let him steal it, it'll be done. Because over here it says, do not doubt in his heart. That's the mind. That's your mind. That's where all the doubt begins. That's where Satan gets you doubting, is in your mind. That's his intentions to get you doubting. You see, does not doubt in his heart or doubt in his mind, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So we're here to serve Jesus. We're here to carry on the ministry of Jesus. And so if we say these are instruments to do signs and wonders for God, and you believe it, and don't be discouraged, and persevere, and press in, God will use these hands, and he'll put power. Now, some may feel something, some may not feel something, but the power of God will flow through your hands. Your hands are important to God. Amen? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Put that tape on, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. You know, you ever heard of Mark? Close your eyes and think on this. And Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't even think about it. Just get out of your seats if you want prayer and come up here right now. Don't let anything, don't even think about it. Don't think. Don't doubt God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, hallelujah, whatever you need, just believe there's going to be an impartation into your lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody close their eyes. Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh, help us, Jesus, to receive from you tonight, Lord. Let us believe, Lord, that signs and wonders are done through the hands, Lord. Help us believe, Jesus. Change our natural world to the supernatural, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. The impartation. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, the impartation. Oh, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, oh. I bless this man, Lord, with the peace, Lord. Presence of you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Of the Holy Spirit. God says, my daughter, a new day has arrived in you. It's going to be manifested by my Spirit. You ought to look for new days. You ought to confess my promises. You ought to believe. Do not let the enemy steal it from you. That's his intention. But it's my intention that you receive the promises and the victory, that you walk under the power of the blood covenant, that everything that you've ever done is forgiven, that you'll be at peace, that you'll be at peace. The peace that passes all understanding, it shall manifest in you. Look for new beginnings. Look for new beginnings, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody that's bringing a message to you. I don't know if it's through a phone call or something. There's something about, it's something about finances that God is, it's some grace that God's given you that it for some reason it was hidden or something. I don't know if you've had somebody that's passed or something, or but there's something. You're going to get a phone call. Someone's trying to get a hold of you, and I don't know if it's old wages or whatever it is, but God's going to give it to you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. The impartation. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Fresh anointing on these hands, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch you right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, a door has been already opened to you, because Jesus said, any door I open, no man is will close, and any door I close, no man will open. Well, he's opened the door of wisdom and knowledge to you. He's opened the door of the gifts of the Spirit. He's opened the door for the mind of Christ. He's opened the door for the anointing to flow into you and to bring you teaching and understanding by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. That's going to free you in many areas. And so God has opened many doors. I have not mentioned all of them, but many doors that Jesus has opened, no man will close. The only time it can be closed if you start agreeing with or started doubting and started agreeing with the intentions of the enemies. He throws dots in your mind. Mm-hmm. So God says tonight, my daughter, you must look at the doors that God has opened. That's the blood covenant. That's all the promises in Jesus are yes, yes. And all these doors have been opened to you. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to walk through these doors. That's where you'll have victory in your mind, in your emotions. Yes, throughout your body. And yes, on your job. you'll have the peace of God with you, and you'll have favor, a grace, God says. Grace will be with you. Favor with God will be with you. And God says, my daughter, there be some family matters that seem to be really tied up real tight, and God is going to touch them, and the grace of God's going to be upon them, and there's going to be an answer. There's going to be an answer, but it's going to come from God's grace. It's going to come from the Word of God. So God says, my daughter, just believe it, accept it. This is a door I've opened for you, and you shall receive it. Don't fight it. Don't try to kick any doors open, because this door has been opened by me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. I thank you and I praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a whole thing rotating, a whole thing turning around. It looks like a big gazebo type of thing. And it's rotating. It's turning around. There's no opening in it, because God has got you inside of that, and he's rotating it. He's changing directions. And when there's an opening in it, and there's an opening right now, God would have you step out of that into some places that God has rotated and put you on the path that he wants you to walk on. So the opening has arrived at a path, and God says, what does that mean? You say, what does that mean to me? God said he's spoken to you and given you grace. He's got you on a path now of victory. He's got you a path of learning, of knowledge and wisdom that comes through me, saith the Lord. So he's got you there. You have stepped out of this gazebo, and you have stepped into this path, and God's got you by the hand. I don't see the Lord, but he's got you by the hand. There seems to be a shadow there. You shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. So God wants you to know, my daughter, he said, my daughter, that I have had you in my sights. I have had you before me. I've taken you out of this place, and I've put you on the right path, and you will see the victory. You'll see the victory in families. You'll see the victory in your mind. You'll see the victory in some people are going to try to come to you and get you off the beaten path, because that's the intentions of the enemy. But you're going to recognize it right away, and you're going to discern by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you, and you're going to stay on the right path. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I touch her now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the presence. I thank you for the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There seems to be, I can see some kind of a puzzle in front of me, and there seems to be four or five pieces missing before something comes together. God is going to supply the missing pieces. He supplied all the pieces, but it came pretty easy to you to put this and this and that. But there's four or five pieces that I can see. It looks to be that God is going to supply that. These were in the knowledge and the wisdom of Jesus that's going to flow by the Spirit of God. And you'll be able to put this together. When these are put together, you're going to have in the mind's eye by the Holy Spirit a complete picture. And you're going to know the exact direction you ought to go, the exact words you ought to speak. In Jesus' name. So God says, my son, be patient, because God's grace is moving on your behalf, and these pieces will come together, and immediately light and revelation will come to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God's bringing to my remembrance living quarters. God is taking you into a new living quarters in the spirit realm. New living quarters. You're used to some places here or there, but God is taking you in new living quarters. You're going to live in that quarters for a while in this revelation and light of the supernatural. You're going to live until you really, really learn it, and then there's going to be another fresh anointing. God says your heart has been opened to me. There has been a freedom that has come into your mind and come into your body by the power of God. And God says this new freedom is going to bring you into this new place, this new place where you're going to dwell for a while. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. These new quarters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see this curtain opening, and God is opening something fresh and new to you. God is telling me you need a new refreshing, a fresh anointing in your life, and God is imparting that into you right now, a fresh anointing. And how do you know you're going to receive a fresh anointing? Is because the Word is going to become more important to you. You're going to have desires to get into the Word more and more. And God says, my daughter, when you're in this Word, you're going to find out why He touched you and why He said to you tonight what He said. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank You and we praise You, Lord, this precious lady of God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. We love You, Lord. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have Mike? Where is he at? Oh, there you are. Mike Atkins, that where he sings in the tongues. Go put that on. How many here ever heard of Mike Atkins? We were raised with him, me and my wife. And he sings, and at the end, they all sing in the Spirit. And it's like being in the presence of angels. And if he's got it, I think you put it on your computer, didn't you, Jeff? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you like to hear him sing in the Spirit? See, we got to be doing that. See, my discouragement is I can't carry a note with a bucket. So if I start going la 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 la. Huh? Well, not that kind of noise. This is singing in the Spirit. Listen to this now. I'll pray for them in a minute. Turn it up a little bit. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Ain't that wonderful? How come we don't sing in the Spirit? See? Did you hear that on the tape? How wonderful and beautiful. Have you people all sang in the Spirit here? And you put it on tape, you'd sound just like that. See, this is me and Betty. We're raised on all this. I didn't ever have a service without singing in the Spirit. I got to go around and have you guys drink a new fresh of oil before you come in every time. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh. The impartation, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see you. You've just come to the top of a mountain. That road seems very crooked on the way up there, but you made it up there because of God's power and God's direction and God's anointing. And you are standing there looking around, and the Spirit of God would say to you, what you say will become a part of you. What you say, and you're going to say what you see. So whatever you see from this position, you're going to say it, and it's going to become a part of you. So that which is a part of me first, what you see from the top of the mountain is going to become a part of you as you say it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
My hand won't close.
Really?
Yeah.
It hurts when you close it, you mean?
It hurts when I close it. And I want my hand to be used to God.
Amen. And how long you had this?
Probably a year.
Really? Okay.
And it holds me back.
Does it?
Because I don't, you know.
Oh, I know, dear. You just... Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. As you release the anointing, the healing all through her, Lord, all through her nervous system, Lord. I speak to this mountain. I don't doubt, Lord, and I ask the Holy Spirit to help my sister, Lord, Judith, Lord, to help believe. No more doubt, Lord. Don't let her hold her back, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. We just thank you for the gift of healing all through her shoulder, all through her arm, all through her nervous system, her body, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing. Release into her, Jesus. Release into her, Jesus. It's releasing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when we come here on Fridays, we're going to think about, where was I at? Oh, singing in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to do that?
Yeah.
It's a blessing, saints. We've got to get our praise and worship leader here to lead us. If Mike Atkins can do it, we can do it. That's a good song, isn't it? Me and my wife are raising a lot of good stuff, man. See, we weren't raised on boom, 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 boom. We're raised on worship. Excuse me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, woo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, Bat, why don't you give it a whirl?
What am I giving a whirl?
Singing in the Spirit. We'll see how many are willing to do it. All you got to do is just flow with it, saints. Just flow with it. Okay? Praise God. She's talking to God. Let her talk.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We come before you, Lord. We open our hearts like water on a dry land.
Jesus, we praise and worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord.
We come into your presence, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bow before your throne. And sing a new song.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt and lift you up tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are our salvation, our grace, our mercy, our compassion. You are the gifts of the Spirit, Lord Jesus. We thank you. You are the fruits of the Spirit, your Spirit in us, Lord, bringing forth the character of God. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you that we have, you have disarmed Satan. We have authority over Satan. He's under our feet, principalities and powers. We pull them down. We're the church, Lord. We're the blood-bought church, Lord. We are the bride, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We're kings and priests. And we tell the principalities and powers they won't enter our families. They won't enter our finances. They won't control our jobs. They won't control the church service. We bind you, you principalities and powers. We have authority over you. We are under the blood covenant, and Jesus has disarmed you. So we're alive. So we say to you, principalities and powers and devil, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen? Amen. Hey, listen, shake someone's hand. Say something nice. Hallelujah.